Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here and welcome back to Daily Virtue. I'm so pumped you're joining me again today because we're diving into something super important, developing a positive body image. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about self-love? Just me, this isn't some fluffy pep talk. We're talking real talk, practical strategies, and yeah, maybe even a little bit of that stoic wisdom to help us navigate the crazy world of beauty standards and expectations. Because let's be real, the pressure to look a certain way is relentless, right? Social media bombards us with filtered faces and unrealistic body types. It's like we're constantly being compared to some curated highlight reel of everyone else's lives. Ever feel that tug, that urge to measure yourself against those images? I get it, because trust me, I've been there. But here's the game changer. A positive body image isn't about striving for perfection or chasing some arbitrary ideal. It's about appreciating the incredible vessel we have, this amazing machine that allows us to experience life. It's about shifting our focus from what others think to what truly matters, our health, well-being, and the unique qualities that make us who we are. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a positive body image. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. You know those little voices in your head whispering doubts about your appearance? My thighs are too big, my stomach isn't flat enough, I wish I had insert celebrity feature. First, recognize them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Second, actively challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? What evidence supports this thought? Often, those negative voices are fueled by societal pressures and unrealistic beauty standards. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate what your body can do. Can you walk? Run? Dance? Hug your loved ones? Give yourself credit for all the amazing things your body allows you to experience. Instead of focusing on perceived flaws, celebrate its strengths and capabilities. 3. Ditch the comparison game. This one's a tough one, but incredibly important. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. Everyone is unique and beautiful in their own way. Instead of scrolling through social media and feeling envious or inadequate, use it as a tool for inspiration and connection. Celebrate other people's achievements and focus on your own journey. Remember, you're not competing with anyone else, just yourself. 4. Heal your body with love. Treat your body like the incredible temple it is. Nourish it with healthy foods that make you feel energized and strong. Move your body in ways that bring you joy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking a walk in nature. Listen to its needs, give it rest when it craves it, and celebrate every milestone along the way. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? It holds true when it comes to cultivating a positive body image. Seek out friends, family, and communities who uplift and support you. Avoid those who bring negativity or criticism into your space. Remember, your worth is not defined by your appearance. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at the gym, feeling confident and strong in your workout clothes. You see someone staring, judging your form. But instead of letting that self-doubt creep in, you remember all those positive affirmations you've been practicing. You straighten your posture, smile, and focus on your own journey. You crush that workout. That's the power of a positive body image. It helps us navigate challenges with grace and resilience. It allows us to show up authentically and confidently in the world. Remember, folks, you're worthy, you are beautiful, and you deserve to feel good in your own skin. Embrace who you are, celebrate your uniqueness, and never stop striving for a life filled with joy, purpose, and genuine well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you develop a positive body image? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay virtuous and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.